Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. Each week we offer biblical encouragement and practical ideas to help you know the love of Jesus Christ more deeply and become the woman, wife, and mother you were created to be. We're so glad you're here. It's going to be a great day.
Hello, everyone. My name is Deb, and I'm so excited to be here with you guys today. We have the most amazing show for you today. Guys, we have been praying at Help Club for Moms, and we have been asking the Lord, how can we encourage our moms to grow, to hear the voice of God more clearly? Guys, it is a struggle. We struggle. We know most people struggle hearing God's voice, but He is with us and He wants to tell us things. He wants to speak to us and He wants us to learn how to hear His voice. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. So I have Jen and I have Virginia and I have Linda, and these women are so passionate about hearing the voice of God. And guys, this week, each one of us is going to be taking one day this week, and we're going to be diving deeper into an area of your life where we will pray that you will learn to hear God more clearly. So we will learn how to hear God more clearly about ourselves and our own identity and our children, our husbands, for our marriage, you know, and also for our community or our ministry. And so that's what's happening this week. And you guys, we will be talking in each session. We will give you practical ideas and a little question sheet that you can ask God questions, and the most beautiful music every day this week for you to listen to as you're sitting with Jesus and asking Him to speak to you. So that's what's happening this week. But before we begin this week, we are going to do an overview about what to expect from this week. And I wanted to talk to my friends about how to explain or encourage you guys what's happening this week, just so you have an undergirding podcast to know what's coming your way. And so each of us are going to be taking turns sharing a little bit about what is on our hearts for you as we go through this week. And I'm going to go first. I've been really thinking about the fact that God is in us. And I know it sounds so simple and so easy, but you guys, as a Christ follower, you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. I have been worshiping in my home, and I know a lot of you guys that follow Help Club for Moms, you've heard me talk on the videos or on the podcast about the fact that when COVID first started, I was scared and I was worried and I didn't know what to expect and I didn't know what was going to happen. And God led our ministry to start a worship challenge, and I just kept going, and every morning I worship Jesus. I take that time, and it has been life-changing for me. And the past few months, I really have been impressed upon, I feel like the Holy Spirit told me, to just invite Jesus into that time. And I said, Jesus, be here with me as I'm worshiping you. And what happened was, I started seeing Him in my mind. It's just a picture in my mind. Jesus standing there looking at me, and He has the biggest smile on my face. And I saw His beautiful eyes, His beautiful smile, His hair. And it's not like I see Him in the flesh. Inside of my heart, inside of that place where He lives inside of me, I saw Him. And it really made me feel so much closer to Him just to picture His face. And recently, the past couple of weeks, I've been trying, before I start to do a video for Help Club or have a meeting, I've been trying to see Jesus's face right in front of me, just to see His eyes and His smile and His hair and just Him smiling back at me and keeping His face in the forefront of my mind. And then today I was driving back from the gym, and I was thinking to myself, or I was praying, and I said, Lord, I see You so clearly in my mind, you know, in my heart, when I'm worshiping You, but I don't see You all day long. And it was so interesting what He said to me. And it's this scripture right here. It's John 14, verse 23. Jesus replied, loving Me empowers you to obey My word. And My Father will love you so dearly that we will come to you and make you our dwelling place. And I started thinking about that fact that as a Christ follower, Jesus lives in us, right? We are in Christ. He is in us. We are one. And it might sound a little little, you know, out there, but I felt as I was driving, and I'm telling you guys, this is the reality of our life in Christ, okay? I was driving, and I looked out at the road, but I saw in my mind Jesus looking out of my face, looking at the road with me, right? We're both looking at the road together. And I started thinking, oh my goodness, that's the reality of our life in Christ, that he is in us and other people can see Jesus in us. They don't see that picture. They see the love that we have for them, or they see how we walk out the scriptures or whatever it is. But the reality is you're standing there, you're looking at your children, and Jesus is looking out through you because he's in you. Isn't that amazing? And so I was just thinking about this, and I was wanting it to direct my movements today, thinking about as I look at other people today, or if I think about you guys, just thinking about the fact that Jesus is looking out with me, and he's in me, and he's in you. And so that's the first thing I want to tell you, that he is in you. As a Christ follower, you have the Holy Spirit, and he will help you to learn to hear his voice. He will travel with you throughout your day, and you can rest in that you are not alone. He never leaves you. So that's what I wanted to say. And then I wanted to have Jen introduce herself. And why don't you say your name and then how many kids you have?
Hi, everyone. I'm Jen, and I have three boys. I like to say I'm raising an army of boys. And so they're 12, 9, and 7. And I'm really glad to be here with my dear friends today and talking to all of you, because this is something, I know we would all say this, that has changed our lives. I was thinking about it this morning, even before I came to Deb's house, that this is what has changed my life from just knowledge of head knowledge into a heart relationship, is the reality of hearing God's voice. And so really the first thing that I wanted to share as we move into this week of podcasts is the truth that you, the one listening to me right now, you,
yes,
you, whoever you are, you can hear his voice. It's not just for some people. It's not something that, you know, leaders on the stage experience, but not the people that are sitting in the audience. This is something that's part of relationship with him. And the scripture that came to my mind that I want to read is John 10:3-4. And it says, the sheep listen to his voice, talking about the shepherd of the sheep. So the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. And so he is our good shepherd. When we're born again, when we put our faith in him and we become a new creation, we become his sheep. And he says right in his word that we, his sheep, know his voice. And I love even verse 5 says, but they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. And so part of what we're going to be talking about this week is even learning the difference between God's voice versus our own voice that we hear in our minds versus the voice of the enemy, who's a stranger, versus other people's voices. But I feel like the most foundational truth is just knowing you can hear his voice. If you're born again and his spirit lives in you, then he speaks to you spirit to spirit. Holy Spirit inside of you speaks to your spirit, and it just takes practice. If you say, as you're listening to this, but I've never heard him speak to me, that's okay. It just means you just need practice learning to recognize. We all have experienced and agree that he speaks all the time, and it's just a matter of us practicing as believers how to recognize and hear him speaking to us. And that's part of why we're doing these podcasts, because we're going to have opportunities this week for you to practice hearing his voice.
That is so good. Okay, Virginia. Well, hi, I'm so excited to be here. My name is Virginia. I have three children, two boys and a girl, and they are 14, 12, and 9. And I love the topic of learning to hear or recognize God's voice, because it really is life-changing. When we can hear God's voice and we can recognize it and know that he's speaking to us, we can gain so much wisdom for the decisions that we have to make. We can gain insight in how to
raise our children, parent our children, have difficult conversations, how to bless people. Wouldn't that be wonderful to hear from God to go, oh, that's the kind of gift that they want this Christmas, or that's the kind of gift they want for this their birthday. And, you know, there's just so much blessing that we receive when we learn to hear and recognize God's voice. And like Jen said, we can all hear God's voice. That's His desire for us. And what's really been on my heart with learning to hear God's voice is actually the importance of knowing and understanding who God really is and what His nature's like. Because if we don't really know what He's like, then we will have a hard time discerning if that's Him or if that's us or if that's the enemy. And often what happens is we will begin to equate God with God's personality or character with leaders that we've experienced, with teachers, with parents, with others, and their interaction with us. And we'll think, oh, well, if that's how those people view me, that must be a reflection of how God views me. And that's not always true. And when we don't have a true understanding of who God is and His heart towards us, we'll begin to filter God's voice through our feelings and emotions at the moment. Or we'll filter His voice based on our past hurts, what people have done or said to us or how they've treated us. And we'll filter His voice based on others' actions and other things people have told us about God that may not be true. And so it's so important that we as individuals really learn who God is and what His heart is towards us. And 1 John 4:8 says that God is love. And sometimes it's easy to look out there and go, gosh, God loves those people. He loves those kids. He loves that family. But to look inward and go, oh, but does He really love me the same? Does God really, really actually view me that way because of the way I've maybe behaved in my past or the way people have spoken to me or treated me? It's sometimes difficult for us to really grasp that His love that we see towards others is actually for us. And if we don't truly learn His nature and character and who He is, then we will have a hard time filtering His voice of love with a voice of shame. If people have shamed us in the past, sometimes we'll think, oh, God will probably shame us. Or if we've been fearful to come to people or to talk to people in the past because of their explosive responses to us, we will find that we're fearful to come to God because we're not sure if He's going to be explosive and angry or if He's going to be kind and patient. And the truth is God is love. And if you go to 1 Corinthians 13, you know, it's a love chapter. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love endures all things. Love believes all things. That's actually just a description of God and who He is and how He behaves towards us. And so as we go through this week of learning to hear God's voice, we want to take time to really recognize, what is God really like? What is His character? What's His nature? Who is He really? Not my perception, not what people have told me, but who is He really? So that I can recognize when it's His voice versus my own voice or the enemy's voice.
So good. Okay, Linda.
Hi, my name is Linda, and I have 3 children. I have a girl and 2 boys, and they are 12, 10, and 8. And this topic, you guys, I'm so excited. This topic is so very near and dear to my heart, and it has really been the thing that has changed my entire life, and I've really come to know God as He really is. In all of my life, I grew up in the church and I knew God. I thought I knew God. I knew about Him. But when I began to talk to Him, that's when I really knew God. And it's a journey. We just keep learning more and more about Him, and it's a beautiful journey into His heart. So I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about different ways that we can hear God. So God is always speaking. It's really just about us being aware and recognizing Him when He shows up and when He's speaking. So there's a lot of ways that He can speak. God is really limitless. He can speak to you anyway. He is creative and He's fun, and He created you uniquely, and He knows you so intimately that He's going to speak to you differently from other people. So there's a lot of ways. I'm just going to kind of run through them quickly. Most commonly, people hear in the still small voice that is within yourself. It is usually not an audible voice. And so if you're looking for an audible voice, that may happen to you, but it's usually that still small voice. He's within us and we're within him. So it's going to sound frequently a lot like you, but it's going to be him. And so a lot of times you're going to encounter that when you're in prayer or when you're sitting still asking him questions. He also speaks through visions. And these, again, are, it's usually the eyes of your heart. You can, again, see with your physical eyes, but frequently it's going to be with the eyes of your heart. And you're kind of just going to get a picture in your mind. A lot of times visions will occur during worship or in prayer. A lot of times when you're praying with other people as well. So if you don't have a community that you pray with, please get one, because there is just power in that. He speaks through dreams in the night. God is always speaking, even when you're sleeping. So pay attention to your dreams. Write them down. Ask God for the meaning of them. He speaks through his word. That is... we all know about that. So God's word is living and it's active and he is always speaking. A lot of times you're going to get impressions or just a knowing about something or someone, and that's God. He can speak through movies and books. They don't even need to be Christian ones. He can speak through sermons. He can speak through numbers. And this is not numerology, by the way. I will look at the clock and it's like the same time all the time. Like every day I'll be like, oh, look, it's 10:10. And that is God speaking through me to me. And he's speaking John 10:10 into my life. He's speaking that the enemy comes to steal and kill and destroy, but that he comes to give me life and life abundantly. So a lot of times when I see numbers, they refer to verses. I even see my birthday a lot, which is just really sweet. It makes me think that God is thinking of me at that moment. And I'm like, I stop and I thank him for that. He can speak to you through symbols. So pay attention. If you constantly see something, let's say you see a horse all the time, or horses are highlighted to you everywhere that you go, pay attention to that. He can speak through nature, through art. There really is no, limit. Smells, tastes, feelings, a lot of things, guys. So, there's a couple keys to this. Pay attention to repetition. So God loves to speak in twos and threes and to keep telling you until you get the message. And even in the Bible, in 2 Corinthians 13:1, he says, I will make sure that by the testimony of two or three witnesses, every matter will be confirmed. He loves to confirm things to us to make sure we get it. 2, ask the Lord for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Ephesians 1:17, Paul prays this. He says, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. And 3, research. If God gives you something, research it out, even in the natural. For the example of the horses, like, why am I seeing horses? You may ask him that. You may also research what horses symbolize. Proverbs 25:2 says, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of kings. And you guys, we are the kings. He is the King of Kings, and that makes us the kings. So, remember, don't get overwhelmed by any of this. It is the glory of kings to search out a matter. All that is an invitation for God. God, he wants to draw you deeper into his heart, and he wants you to know him more. God is good. The whole point of this is to know him better. So I want to read to you guys Isaiah 55:1-3, and it says, come all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread? And bread, by the way, is every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. And your labor on what does not satisfy. Listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live. It's an invitation from God. It is for our good, and he wants to bring us life. And I'm going to read one last little quote from Lana Bosner, and she says, ask God to awaken you to the way he speaks through your day-to-day life and the most unexpected things. Lean in and ask him to give you revelation of what he is saying, eyes to see and ears to hear. Ask him to confirm his word and speak through scripture. I guarantee you a whole new level of hearing his voice will open to you and fill you with the joy and wonder of who he is.
That is so good. Oh my goodness, you guys. And you know what I love about this group
is that every one of them here sitting here and talking to you this week, we are all in the Word, and the Word will never fail you. And I love, Linda, you've talked before about the Rhema Word of God and God giving you that Word for today. And anything that you hear from God will never contradict His Word. And if you ever hear anything, something that goes against His Word, just know that that's not from God, because He will never contradict His Word. And so as you're going through this week, we just really want to encourage you to take some time this week. It's the new year, and it's time for new beginnings, fresh starts, and a new encounter, new relationship with the Lord. And take the time to sit in for the 10 minutes and write out your questions that we're going to be giving you. We'll be giving you a link in the podcast that you can click on, and you can go straight to that post, and you can make a copy of the questions and go to God and ask Him these questions as you're spending time with Him. So I'm going to pray for us, and thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of our community. We are honored to be together with you. We are honored to be sisters in Christ with you. I am so thankful for the Help Club Sisterhood that we have, our community of moms encouraging moms to know the love of Jesus Christ. That's what we do. And this is just another way for us to encourage you to know Him more, His love. It's so great. He loves you so much. Nothing will ever separate you from His love. Jesus, I thank you for my friend listening today. Thank you, Jesus, that you are real. Holy Spirit, thank you that you live inside of us. Thank you for that deposit of what is to come. Oh, Lord, speak to each of our hearts this week. Speak to my friend as she's listening. Lord, let her step out in faith. And if she's been hurt, just like Virginia was talking about earlier, if she's been hurt by people, or maybe she's been disappointed by you or something that's happening in her life, I pray that she would sit down again this week and just try again, come to you one more time and never give up, and that you would speak to her heart, that you would comfort her, that she would come out of this week knowing more about your love and who she is in Christ, and the words that you want to speak to her about her family, her marriage, her world. Lord, let her encounter you every single time that she listens to this podcast, every single time that she's sitting with you. Let her encounter you. Holy Spirit, speaks so strongly. Part of your many roles in our lives is to guide us into all truth and show us the things that are to come. So guide us into all truth. Show us the things that are to come. Remind us of things about you, about Christ. Remind us of the love of Christ. Remind us, remind us, remind us this week as we sit with you. Help us to leave this week feeling so much closer to you and understanding so much more about who you say we are in our families and this calling that we have in our life as Christian women. We commit our week to you. Come, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen.